all of a sudden, one night I had an epiphany. I couldn't not have a Caribbean restaurant anymore. There were certainly some concerns from people I had talked to. They were like, well, you know, you will be a white guy cooking Caribbean food in a Caribbean neighborhood. I thought, like, all right, if that is in the back of people's minds, really the most important thing is for me to just make the food really, really good and really authentic and really true to form. So I moved to Crown Heights 4 years ago, and my first experience with Caribbean food was the West Indian Day Parade, trying all different types of jerk walking up and down Eastern Parkway. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12. When the Spanish settled in Jamaica, they brought with them African slaves. And African slaves fled the Spanish and headed into the mountains and met up with the Maroons. And they brought this cooking technique with them from Africa. It came from this word sharky, which now means jerky. So it's smoking and salting meat. They were digging pits, building fires, and they covered the fires with this wood and smoked directly on top of it so clouds of smoke wouldn't puff up into the tree line and give away their position. As time went on, it became more common to do it in a barrel. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12. We traveled down to Jamaica, flew into Montego Bay, and there's a Scotchies in Ocho Rios. It was much spicier, much more simple. And Scotchies is doing this traditional method of jerking. We traveled through the countryside, ended up at this place called Faith's Pen, which is this like road stop that has about 30 jerk stands. They're not doing that old style of smoking. They're doing it in pans. And so we decided, all right, we need the cooking techniques of Scotchies, but the flavor profiles of this place in Faith's Pen. That was our inspiration. Jamaica is such a rich culinary culture. Every market had like bundles of scallion, thyme, and pimento. They were just bundles of Scotch bonnet peppers. They have bok choy down there. They have ginger, really gorgeous ginger. All ingredients that we were like, okay, we can replicate this. We can do this. And we can do it honestly. We were going around offering our recipe testing to our neighbors. And, you know, it started with like, what are you doing? To, yeah, this is good. You got it. And at that point, we knew we were ready to open. The only people who are going to keep you in business is your neighborhood. Our main goal was for people from the islands to come here and say, wow, this really does taste like home. It's Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12.